unable to flee. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Ukrainian officials are having difficulty evacuating civilians from the encircled port city of Mariupol.
Tens of thousands of civilians are trapped. A commander of the Marines there holed up in the Avastal steel plant said in a video appeal to the world they may be facing their last days. Pentagon says Russia has an estimated 78 battalion tactical groups with more than 60,000 troops spread out across that Donbas region. And the Pentagon also saying, though, that Putin has lost about a quarter of his combat power in that Donbas.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Lviv, Ukraine. Officials at an army depot in Kentucky have announced the safe elimination of the nation's last stockpiles of VX nerve agent, considered the deadliest in the world, which had been contained in rockets. Officials began disassembling about 18,000 of those rockets last July. New Mexico workplace safety regulators say they've issued the maximum possible fine against a film production company for firearms safety failures on the set where a cinematographer was fatally shot in October by actor and producer Alec Baldwin. State Environmental Department Cabinet Secretary James Kenney says an investigation found the film's management failed in their obligation to provide a, quote, workplace free of recognized hazards.
If standard industry practices were followed, the fatal shooting of Helena Hutchins and the serious injury to Joel Souza would not have occurred.
Rust Movie Production hit with a state fine of nearly $137,000. A Connecticut state trooper who fired 7 gunshots into a car and killed a man in 2020 after a high-speed chase has been charged with manslaughter after a more than 2-year investigation found the shooting not to be justified. Brian North turned himself in last night, and he's now on bail, but on administrative leave, and his police powers are suspended. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A mixed day on Wall Street today with the Dow closing higher, the S&P and NASDAQ ending the day in the red. The defense secretary has spoken with his Chinese counterpart for the first time since taking the top Pentagon post.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with China's defense chief for the first time in more than a year, ending an impasse at a time when the Biden administration is warning China not to provide military support to Russia. The call was a follow-up to a conversation between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping last month. In that video call, President Biden laid out consequences if China provides military or economic aid for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A Pentagon statement says Austin and the Chinese National Defense Minister discussed Russia, as well as regional security and U.S.-Chinese defense relations. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A routine trip to the dentist ended with a trip to the hospital for an Illinois man.
Tom Josie says he was getting his tooth filled when he was told he swallowed a tool. Turns out it was a 1-inch drill bit the dentist was using. It ended up lodged in his lung, and he had to go to the hospital to get it removed. Doctors told him it happened when Josie coughed in the dentist chair or just before it as he inhaled. Josie says he didn't feel it go down, but it was something of a dicey situation. The drill bit was deep enough in his lung that normal scopes couldn't reach it, and to take it out, part of his lung would have had to be removed. Well, now Josie says he keeps the bit on a shelf at his home. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants state lawmakers to repeal a special perk given to Disney. It would end a law that lets Disney act as a private government over its properties in the state. DeSantis is trying to punish Disney for opposing a measure critics call the Don't Say Gay law. Disney has bucked against the law, which bars teaching sexual orientation and gender identity in early education and elsewhere. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.